This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Break up with your long-distance girlfriend so things get real and frankly a little coy. Change your name from Jake to Josh, cause it's time to stop being such a goddamn goy. If I were you, if I were you, you can't get it from Matt Damon, so get some advice from these two Jews on If I Were You.
Wow.
Poppy, I liked it. That sounded
that
like
was like
it should
a TV
be
theme
Clueless.
Song. What'd you say?
I thought it should be like a Clueless theme song. Or, you know, the film with Alicia Silverstone.
It was also a TV show.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Not with Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, holy shit. Who are you?
Was I supposed to wait?
Sorry. No, that was great. That was perfect. Lauren Lapkus.
Hi.
Are you also a Jew?
No.
Because the podcast, the theme song referenced us being Jewish, so he might have to amend it.
Because the theme song is like filled with inside jokes. That it's must be really strange for you to hear.
I got all of them.
Yeah.
Really?
And I fucking need to download that song now. It's my new ringtone.
What did it remind you of?
It reminded me of like a Disney show.
Oh,
kind of vibe.
Oh, right. Like cool. The opening theme song
to
like an iCarly.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Like cool. A pie in the face laughter kind of thing.
Yeah, those are good.
A what would you do-esque Mark
Summers
production.
What would you do as
production?
Nickelodeon? She said Disney.
All right.
Yeah, get it right. Or Pay the Price. What's that from?
That's
you.
From Salute Your Shorts, which is also a Nickelodeon mm-hmm. show, in addition yeah. to what I said, which was a Nickelodeon
Wait,
show.
Wait, am I in the wrong now?
It's always two against one when it's a three-person pod, and we have to figure out what's up. I just never want to be on the one side.
Yeah.
You already were. With, oh, rough. Wait. No, never mind. Forget it. Fuck me. I'm always a loser.
That song was written by Josh Friedman, who signed his name The One-Eyed Kid. And he said, "We briefly met after your last show in Boston." Amir said, "Sweet eye patch. Highlight of my life."
I remember that. I kissed that guy.
In the eye.
On the cheek, I think.
Really?
I remember being really taken aback that you brought up the eye patch so quickly.
You have to address the elephant on his face. And then I did it in a cool way, I thought.
Good lord.
I actually like that you said something about it. I bet not enough people do. You
yeah, a lot of people refreshing. Are like, oh, like, hey, dude, looking good.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. Or
right, they compliment something else. Like, you have a lovely smile. Like,
right.
They're trying to say, like, your eye's not good, but your teeth are nice.
But if it was something more subtle, I feel like that's the way you should do it, is not address it.
Do you feel like if you had an eye patch on, that you can tell that people are only looking at your one eye when they talk to you? They kind of get, like, cross-eyed toward the one.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what usually happens with eye contact anyway?
Yeah, your
like
eyes are always
back
like,
and forth.
When
like,
you notice that, it's insane.
Yeah, it really freaks me out.
Yeah.
We're doing it now, and
just
I'm
like,
scared.
Just getting back and
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, like, I
the
then wonder, like, how I ever did it before. Like, when I'm aware of it, my eyes are, like, going back and forth, and I'm like, I can see their eyes, and I'm like, why? Like, I feel like I can't talk anymore.
Yeah. What if you guys are shifting at the exact same time? You never see each other's eyes.
I will say on Dawson's Creek, Katie Holmes was like the queen of acting with that movement
because
it shows like a level of intensity and drama.
Yeah.
And she's like, "What are you doing, Dawson?" And
yeah.
Her eyes just, like,
and then like the little the smirk. Oh
yes.
Man, Joey Potter.
Yeah.
Good lord, guys.
Were you a Joey or the other blonde one?
Michelle Williams, but what was her name? Jen.
Jen.
I was a Joey.
You were a Joey.
Yeah, full on.
Were you a Brad or the blonde Melody in Hey Dude?
Wow. Brad, for sure.
Really?
Brad is like the beautiful. Well, I always liked brunettes. Like, I thought like they looked cool because I didn't have. My hair was very blonde when I was little.
So you were the brown hair.
So I was like, wow, always. It must be cool. Like Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, I liked them both.
Kelly sort of bucked the trend because she was, quote unquote, the hot one and the brunette.
That's true.
Where it's usually like the blonde hot one and then the like blonde, the silly brown haired girl. Yeah.
But Zach was really hot and he was blonde.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Although he had frosted tips. Too.
Were they frosted?
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't real, but it wasn't like he didn't have like the Pacey. Now we're going back to Dawson's Creek. Remember when Pacey frosted his tips?
Of course I remember when Pacey frosted his tips. Thanks for coming on the show, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
This is an advice podcast, so people will email us. They're just so desperate that they're seeking our guidance.
Great.
What do we know? Let's find
that.
Out. Not a lot, actually.
As it turns out.
So we're going to give these real emails from real people, fake names, you know, just to preserve their anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
Could you possibly start us off with giving me a...
Wow, really stalling on this. You're trying to find the question right now?
I'm trying to figure out if it's a guy or girl. Okay. No, it's a guy's name.
Okay.
A fake guy's name.
Paul.
That's beautiful.
You made that up off the top of your head. At some point, someone didn't make up the name Paul.
Yeah.
Cool.
Paul.
It really stuck, too.
Last name?
Bildis.
Paul Bildis.
It's cool if Paul's a contractor.
Oh, yeah.
He's
hey,
like,
Paul.
Hey, Bildis.
Bildis. Yeah.
Anyway,
let me start off by saying I absolutely love my girlfriend.
Wow. Okay.
She's amazing in every way possible. However, recently we had a fight about something and I just can't seem to let it go. I was joking with her one time and asked her if she was offered $500, would she make out with a random guy while still dating me? And she said, and I quote, "Of course I would. It would be dumb not to." Then I continued and asked her, would she sleep with a random person for $500? And she said, it depends on whether she knew him or not. She'd sleep with a stranger, but not a guy she knew.
Cool.
Whoa.
This has gotten to me extremely. Extremely so. I can't stop thinking that my girlfriend would do anything for money while still with me. Am I being a diva for thinking people should have some moral basis and not sell their bodies for money? Or should I break up with her? Love the show. Toda. Love, Paul Bildis, 21, male.
Okay.
Wow.
What's your
gut reaction?
First thoughts.
The first part of it, I agree. $500 to make out with someone, if he also knew about it, it'd just be kind of like, it is kind of almost stupid not to.
Yeah.
It's just free money
kind of
for
like
something that doesn't really
thing.
Matter.
Like, baby, why don't you do it and we'll go out to a really nice
yeah,
dinner. Like,
yeah.
That's cool. If you, like, use the money for the greater good of the relationship.
Yeah. I don't know. The sex part's weirder because I mean, $500 doesn't seem like enough for that. And if you're getting paid to have sex, like I need it to be more than $500.
Yeah.
And also like it's also like the idea that she only wanted to do it with a stranger made less
yeah.
sense than doing it with someone she knew.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was a sort of a turn for me.
Yeah. So she's like, I want to be a prostitute, not someone who fucks friends for money. I don't know. It just seems weird.
What's the difference between those two?
I don't
really?
Know. But
well,
yeah.
then she wouldn't have to see the stranger anymore. It's sort of like a nice way to make a quick buck.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah,
weird in like the... Among, I mean, I don't think any of this, I think it's not going to happen. So he should just not worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He shouldn't break up with her.
Yeah. What world is he worried? Like, I've seen some porn that starts off with like a guy giving girl money to have sex with them, but that's not real life. You
right.
know?
Maybe this guy has like $500 burning a hole in his pocket and he's like tempted to use it in this way.
just as a weird test
yeah.
for his girlfriend.
So girls are into it.
Yeah. It's okay. Like the Zappos thing. You hear Zappos offers their employees, new employees, $5,000 to quit. And then,
no.
So it's like, oh, we only keep the ones that really want to be around. That's
wow.
We did a video about that. Like I first date, I slide $500 to a girl. Like, I'll give you $500 to leave. And she just instantly takes it and walks away. So maybe this guy's doing that. He's like some sort of eccentric billionaire. But he's like... He's basically saying my girlfriend is one dare away from cheating on him.
Yeah.
Not dare, though. Money scheme.
Are you with a lover?
Not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but imagine last time you were with a lover.
Yeah.
And somebody offered you, whether it be your lover or somebody else.
Stop saying lover.
This I just want to know if you're with a lover.
well, I do think I would. It's a sensitive subject to bring up to someone because you're daring them to hurt your feelings a little bit. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like just being like, who of our friends do you wish you could have sex with? Like, you don't want to know
you
the answer
really
to that.
Don't. And you definitely don't want to know the lowest amount they would do it
yeah.
for. So, like, you should have just started at, like, a really high number. Like,
yeah.
All right, I understand. $10,000 to fuck someone.
Yeah, I was going to say 10,000.
Yeah, like, what's your best price? Yeah. Is not.
500 is low. The makeout thing, though, that really doesn't seem like a big deal to me. That one I feel like he should not care about.
Right. Making out for you,
well,
is just,
what
like,
friends
hugging.
Does he have
well,
that
cares?
Are, like, throwing this money around? Like, what scenario exists in his mind that this girl gets approached and
I would
is offered
do it.
Them what
I would do it. I would absolutely do it.
Jeez,
just
man.
To shake shit up a bit, like yeah. the Joker. Let's see what
maybe
happens.
She's offended by like the premise of the question and she just is kind of fucking with him.
Oh yeah, maybe she's smarter and better than you.
No, that's not possible. This guy is perfect. I love that he ends, he's like, this has gotten to me extremely.
He did say he was teasing her,
right?
So maybe she's teasing him back.
Also he's 21.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's being dramatic. Oh. Like, it feels like if, I don't know, maybe if you were like married to the person or if it was like more really serious relationship, you've been together a long time, that could be more offensive.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's not that big of a deal. She's young. She's like in college or whatever. Like, yeah, that $500 is free money for.
$500 is a lot of money when you're like
yeah.
20. Yeah. Shit.
Totally.
I remember when
I'm
I was
so glad we're all older and richer now. Like, 500 doesn't faze me.
I honestly
more to fuck a stranger.
Oh, 504 at least.
I remember when I was in high school, I like was joking kind of with my girlfriend about having a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And she joked back that if we were going to do it, it would have to be with another guy. And I was instantly like, oh, you're disgusting.
How dare you?
Like, this is something he opened this door.
Yeah.
He said $500 to kiss a stranger. You better say no.
Yeah.
I would do it. What?
Whore.
Like, you made it
vile
up.
Woman.
It's his hypothetical. And the second she answered his rhetorical question, he got offended. So specifically, am I being a diva for thinking that she should have some moral basis and not sell her body for money? It's kind of an
feels
overreaction.
Feels like he knows what he's getting at.
Yeah, that's a very loaded question.
Yeah.
Or should I break up with her? Two very extreme options that he's giving us.
Yeah.
I think
it's a multiple choice where we don't want to answer either one.
Yeah, he just has to relax a little bit and not take it quite so seriously. I don't think she's going to... I bet if like push came to shove, she probably wouldn't have sex with someone for $500.
Yeah, no, it's scary.
So
you gotta wonder though, if somebody did that, if you were in a relationship and somebody offered your girlfriend $500 to kiss somebody.
If I was in a relationship and a girl like way hotter than my girlfriend wanted to kiss me, I might do it.
For free.
Yeah. It's just
but no, but if, but, she, like, said, what's if the... she said I'll do it for $500, would you be okay with it?
If I was with somebody and she said somebody is offering me $500 to kiss.
Yeah, you're like
I
at guess, a bar and like.
Well, I have
like,
enough money yeah. that I'd be like, I'll give you $600. I just want exclusive right to match.
I want first matching. You have to take it all to me. I have right first refusal. All right, so chill out, dude.
Yeah, man.
Come on, bro.
Don't
Come on,
have a cow.
Paul.
Yeah, what kind of name is Paul, too, dude?
What an idiot.
And Bildis?
What is that?
Like, what?
Greek?
I realize I never really introduced you. I just said
Whatever.
Your name, but people don't. What if people don't know who you are?
People
How
probably
could they
do.
Not?
How would our fans know you? We have a lot of like mutual buddies.
Yeah, I mean, they might know me from I do a podcast on the Earwolf Network. They might know me from Comedy Bang Bang or my podcast with special guest Lauren Lapkus.
Yeah.
Or they might know me from Orange Is the New Black or Jurassic World or.
Oh
like
shit!
I'm also an actor.
Ever heard of the most popular movie ever? You guys? Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
I'm in
that.
It. You idiot. No.
But your part was really funny in that
oh,
movie.
Thank you.
When Jake Johnson goes in to kiss you. Yeah, it's great. If you guys haven't seen Jurassic World.
No spoilers.
Right,
something funny happens in that movie.
That's a good one.
Isn't that funny? Like, imagine if you heard that line 3 years ago. Your little part in Jurassic World was really funny. Yeah. Where Jake Johnson tried to kiss you. It seems like a dream you had.
Yeah, no, it definitely seems very fake. But I lived it.
Where did they shoot it?
In Hawaii and New Orleans.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Dope. What? Where in New Orleans? What part?
We shot at a NASA.
Oh, that's what you call right.
It. Yeah.
That's dope. Man, and that must it was have been like cool, like a real NASA.
Yeah, we had to get like NASA clearance. Like I had to get like a card that was like a NASA approved thing to get
that's
in.
The coolest.
And then it was just literally like a sound stage on the NASA base or whatever, which just seems weird. Yeah. Like, and like they're doing something really important over there, and then right here, like a fake.
Here's all the scientists figuring out how to get to Mars in case the planet gets too hot. Yeah. You go play with the dinosaurs.
There's a fake scientist here.
There's a chimpanzee in a chair spinning around very quickly. Please ignore that. All right, give us another guy's name.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have more fun this time.
Whoa. Mm.
Bartholomew.
Nice.
You did have fun.
Yeah.
Let's dial it back.
Okay. Yeah. Bart.
That was actually good. Yeah, yeah. All right, Bart. Last name.
You did not.
How dare you?
Simpson.
Bartholomew Simpson. What an now unfortunate name. His parents didn't want to get...
Don't call me Bart, please.
All right. Bartholomew writes... Hey guys, I wrote in a little while ago, but my situation got a lot worse.
Whoa.
To summarize, I'm in college with a tight group of 5 friends slash future roommates. I have had a huge crush on one of the girls since we met, and she recently ended a long-term relationship. As it turns out, she's into me as much as I am into her. Here's where things get messy. We went on a date, of course, and are crazy about each other. Everyone else in the group finds out, and they are furious. They are being passive-aggressive in person and online and saying repeatedly that we're going to, quote, ruin the group. We don't think that at all and are hurt by the lack of support. Honestly, we just want to be happy and excited about the new relationship, but they're making this miserable. What should we do? Am I in the wrong? Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bartholomew.
All right. Okay, Barry.
He's ruining the group, unfortunately.
This is a nice little like break from the last question, because the last question, that guy seemed like he was in the wrong. But this one, I think the group's in the wrong.
I agree.
I think this... What kind of thing? Like, you're ruining the group. They're ruining the group.
Yeah.
The group could have a couple, and they're all mad.
Most groups have a couple.
I don't get why people feel upset about this kind of thing. Like, who cares who anyone's dating or what they're doing? I really don't care.
Ever.
Like, very rare that I'll, like, freak out over someone dating someone. Like, I just don't really care.
Right.
Like, it might be interesting for 2 seconds. Like, oh, really? They're together? Okay, whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't affect me.
But it's you don't feel business. Like their relationship might do something.
It's not going to hurt me and my friendships.
This is like a microcosm of people who don't want gays to get married. They're like, you can't do that. You're ruining the group. Yeah. America.
And it's true, like you two being together will ruin something for me.
Yeah.
And you're like, how?
Because I don't want to know that. Now I know it.
I mean, maybe it's that being uncomfortable with like, because like when you're a group of friends, you all feel kind of like siblings, and it's like a weird thing when two people hook up because you're like, we're not like that with each other. We're friends.
Like if my brother was like, oh, I'm hooking up with our sister, I'd be like, oh, okay, I can see that's a little gross.
The family at that point.
But I'd get over it.
Yeah, well, you'd have to.
This stuff happens all the time, though. Like whenever there's a group of guys and girls, everything's good. And then inevitably, like two people hook up.
Yeah.
So I understand that everybody's a little anxious. Like, oh, well, if you guys break up, then we're not going to like all hang out. But it's
true.
Like the group dynamic is over now. It's already happened. The two people fell for each other. That already interrupts the...
These are future roommates he's talking about. Or at least that's what he called them. So maybe he's worried about that.
Oh, they're all going to live together.
Hmm. That's what they say.
The guys and the girls.
How about that?
Seems like a recipe for disaster already.
That's a little too new age.
That's actually our new show on Fox, Recipe for Disaster.
Oh, that's really cool. So we should all be chefs.
What?
We're chefs who are living together in culinary school.
Yeah, and it's September 11th, but we don't know anything.
2002.
Right.
1 year anniversary.
So it's not about like the relationships going awry.
No.
No, it's like a huge national tragedy.
Everything goes, it's a much bigger deal than what you think it'll be.
Oh, cool.
That actually does sound pretty dope.
I'd watch that.
It's just so convoluted. They didn't, like, the TV networks didn't have time for a rom-com and a disaster TV show.
And they're all like bread chefs. So when it's like things go awry, it's spelled like A apostrophe R-Y-E. And then like the posters, everyone adds seeds, little seeds in this rye bread.
That's cool.
And the seeds go awry.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And it puts everyone in a sourdough mood.
Oh, that's good. No. Yeah. That's good for the alt poster. Like if we want to like market this abroad, like we're trying to think like four quadrant. Where will this play? China, India, of course.
Thinking something with like a roll.
Yeah. Oh, you're still
thinking
of
bread. They were finally on a roll.
They were suddenly on a roll. Suddenly things went
awry. And one person has to step up and be a hero.
Sandwich?
Yeah.
Keto.
Gyro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it also could be a Subway sub is like a hero. Yeah.
Oh, that's Philly. Good. Yeah. Sorry. We're so over time.
So did that help you?
Anyway, the group's good.
I think it's safe to say we all think that your friends are wrong.
Yeah.
Do you ever experience being this or seeing it in your group of friends?
I've personally ruined many a group. Any group we've ever been in, I ruined.
I've hooked up with guys. I fucked girls. I've ruined my relationship with my own parents.
This is how you make friends in college and stuff. You meet one group of people, you ruin it, then you go on to another.
And you are the video game Rampage. You go from city to city destroying things.
I guess I've done the thing where I dated someone in the group and then we broke up. And then now the group is kind of separated a little bit. Like where it's like, oh, they hung out with him and I wasn't there kind of thing.
Yeah, they had to choose.
But then you just go like, whatever. I don't know. Like, I just don't think it's that big of a deal.
It seems like
this could also be the love of your life. And like you'd be giving it up to like be friends with some people you won't even talk to in 2 years. So
that's very true. They could end up being married and then looking back like, remember when all of our friends thought we might ruin the group?
That's their best man speech. So you're continuing to ruin the group. I can't stand
wasted
away.
With a glass of champagne. The death of the group
and the beginning of your beautiful life together
ruins the group.
If you guys have a baby, the group is going to be forever changed.
This happened in Friends. Did Chandler and Monica ruin the group? Did Ross and Rachel ruin the group? Or did they make that group?
Yeah.
They ruined it.
Chandler and Monica were good, but Ross and Rachel
did
affect
the group.
How about when Rachel and Joey tried to date?
That ruined the show.
Ruined.
I mean, at that point, they were just like pulling two names out of a
hat. It was
weird. Hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Who would be the weirdest duo of friends hooking up?
Phoebe and...
Literally
Ross,
anybody.
Yeah.
Phoebe and Ross, didn't they almost hook up in like one of the flashback episodes?
Oh, I don't know.
What about Phoebe and Chandler? That might be the weirdest.
Yeah, he's so type A. How's he gonna do
Which is my other show.
Yeah,
it's a guy, so a typing type a. teacher. Yeah. he works at a blood bank.
Wow, these ideas are great.
I know, right? All right, we're gonna take a break and then we'll be right back with more Lauren and Jake and me, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, can you leave this in too?
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. And we're back.
Woo!
Woo!
Where were you born and raised? Let us guess. Do you know?
I do have a guess. I have no idea.
I have a pretty good guess,
yeah.
Too. I've narrowed down to two states.
Okay.
Really? What are they?
Illinois and New York.
Oh, okay. Mine is... Oklahoma. I'm not going to
marry. Oh, that is such a fucking stretch.
Fuck you, first of all. You're right.
With Illinois or New York?
Illinois.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Illinois?
I just have that vibe, you know. I was born in Chicago and raised in Evanston, Illinois, where Northwestern University is.
Yeah.
This makes a lot more sense than Tulsa. Now that I
think about and it. Then I lived in Chicago, went to school in Chicago, DePaul.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking, like you're a Chicago comedian.
Yeah, and I started there with all my stuff.
Do you know Tim Baltz?
Yeah.
Isn't he the best?
He's one of the funniest people ever.
Yeah. Cool. So
everyone should watch him on Bajillion Dollar Properties on CISO.
Are you on
really
that?
Funny. I did a guest spot on it, but he's a regular on it. He's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I feel like I should see it.
Oh,
but I don't know.
Didn't you do a voice in Animals?
Yeah.
The fish?
I was, I did the pigeon and a dog, but my friend Mary was a fish.
That's what it, because yeah. Mary and Tim did that scene with the fish.
Yes, yes, yes.
Gotcha.
Were you at the premiere?
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
this cool. is the part of the show where we plug other people's projects.
I really, Animals is so fucking
it
funny.
It is really funny.
I guess we're all tangentially involved in Animals, so that's okay. But let's try to keep it on brand.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bajillionaire thing, we aren't in that one.
I was just helping Tim get noticed.
Yeah, I like Tim.
Tim's great.
He's awesome.
So then from Chicago, you went to New York?
I did, yeah. I lived in New York for like a little over a year.
So you did all the comedy scenes, Chicago, yeah. New York, and LA.
Yeah.
And rank them.
Okay.
Hottest dudes.
Hottest dudes. It's just
your face all, dropped.
They're all medium, you know. It's just
they're all
medium
comedy.
Across the board. It's hard to compare. Actually, I would say that not talking about hot dudes anymore, but
yeah.
they're all sexy.
They're all so sexy. I just love them all. But I do think that they offer different things. Like I think Chicago's a really great place to start because it's really about the art form.
Yeah.
And then New York is like a place to get experimental and live it up a bit. And then LA is the place to like get a job.
Get your shit together. Yeah. It's been 8 years. Are you gonna fucking do something with your life? You're still in Chicago for Christ's sakes. Yeah, nobody ever goes the other way around. Like, I started in LA and now I live in Chicago.
Yeah,
does that ever happen?
I think it does from time to time, but it's the best place to get your training. So if you're from LA and you want to go get like really good training, I'd say.
So in the beginning, you're in Chicago.
Yeah, but if you're already establishing things out here, it makes sense to keep doing that.
So if you're already in LA, just stay.
Those are the three. Is there a fourth city? What's like the distant fourth?
Detroit has like a second city and like they have a whole deal over there.
Detroit. That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't really like Tim. I think Tim might be from Detroit or maybe not. Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson. They're both from there and they're both really talented guys. But
I guess it's like where the most people went to high school. It becomes the fourth city, which unfortunately is Los Angeles.
What do you mean? LA is third and fourth.
That's right.
All right. Cool.
Your Netflix special.
Yeah, it...
What is it? When is it?
When is it? It debuts March 11th. It's called...
It's after March 11th. If you're listening to this,
it's on Netflix. Go watch it right now.
You can
just... Forevs.
You can just go to netflix.com.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sign up for an account.
What do you... Or sign in. Who doesn't have a Netflix?
You already have one, everyone.
Oh, right, of course.
And if you don't have one, then somebody else's Netflix account is already logged into your...
Absolutely.
Everyone's got it. We're all good.
Access.
We're all good at this point.
So what's it called?
It's called The Characters. This is a series of 8... specials. They're all sketch comedy specials, and each one is done by a different alternative comedian, and they're basically Netflix like gave us each free reign to do whatever we wanted.
Wow.
With 30 minutes, so they're very different and fun. And
oh, so every episode is a different human.
Yes.
So yours is just the Lauren episode.
Yes.
Wow. Is it all like on stage, or is it like five different... Wait, first of all, is it five different characters?
You can do as many as you wanted. I think I have 6 in mind. I'm not sure right now, but...
And they're all different sketches, or is it like you on stage?
It's different sketches, like on location, like different like places. And like there's some through line to mine, but each person's is totally different. So I haven't seen them all, so I don't really know what that... I mean, by this point that you're listening to this, I will have watched them, but...
Yeah, totally. No, I'm totally going to get around to watching them.
No, I mean, like, for sure, like, I want to. Like, I support everyone.
Aside from you, who are you most excited to see?
Well, I'm just...
Who's the hottest other guy in it?
Damn,
you're just obsessed.
I just want to know who the hot guy is.
And if they're hotter than me.
I will say everyone involved is very funny. I'm really excited about all of them. I'm not just saying that as like a, you know, cool...
They found the right thing.
Yeah, but John Early and Kate Berlant each have specials, and they're both so funny and friends of mine, and I love them, so I'm really excited to watch theirs.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sketch comedy.
Yeah, man, it's fun.
Yeah, first Netflix round of doing that.
Yeah.
So how do people find it on Netflix? Netflix.
It's just called and you go to The Characters is the name of the series.
And you play a rat and a pigeon?
Yep.
That's amazing. I feel like you're being typecast.
I know. I'm always playing pigeons and everything.
Because you were that in Jurassic World 2.
Yeah, I was a rat.
Yeah.
That worked for NASA.
That Jake Johnson tried to kiss.
Yeah, it was so weird of him.
Everyone was like, why? Why is he doing that to that rat? Do you have time to answer a few more questions?
Sure.
Hell yeah. What time do you have to leave?
I have to leave at 2.
Nice. What's the rest of your day looking like?
So do we.
I have to go do a thing at the YouTube space later.
Oh, shit. Out in Venice?
Yeah, it's so far.
It is really far.
You should leave now.
Okay, great.
If you have to be there tomorrow, you should leave now.
Yeah. It's this thing called Vox. It's like supposed to be kind of cool. They actually, all the interviews I saw were like with like Obama and like Bill Gates and stuff, but they're doing stuff that's
Barack
lighter.
Or...
Yeah. Yeah, Barack, yeah.
Or Malia.
I just call Malia Obama.
Do you see that thing about Obama?
If you're friends with Malia Obama, that'd be a really kind of like nice way to hint that you hang out with the president.
Yeah.
I was with Obama. His daughter.
Still pretty cool.
Very cool.
All right. Relax.
I'm just saying, Malia's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Well, who's Bernie Sanders' daughter, dude?
He only has a son.
That's amazing.
How old is he?
I saw a picture of him, and he looks like he's not a lot younger than Bernie Sanders.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He's actually 94.
How old is Bernie Sanders?
73.
Oh, really?
73 or 74.
That's interesting, actually.
Yeah, like you want that guy running the country at age 80? I mean, he's already senile.
He would be the oldest president of all time.
What would happen if a president got dementia or something? Would they have to be usurped?
I think they would probably... My guess is that they would like be pressured to resign.
Yeah.
And I think that happens with like Supreme Court justices who are usually, you know, they have like life terms.
Yeah.
But if they sort of like see their mind and their health fading, they'll retire.
The problem is Bernie's running mate, I think he said he was going to choose his uncle. And
his uncle is a wee bit old. His uncle is 112.
He's not like the good 112. Actually, he's like the kind where it's like old. It's noticeable.
I'm about to bring something gross and unfortunate, but here I go.
Is it teeth related?
No. I saw a news article yesterday about a 94-year-old man who molested two children, and he's going to face possibly 60 years in jail. I'm like, what are you even doing? It's like... Yeah.
You know, just in case.
Like, it's just like, you're just done. Like, you're in here now.
You die in jail.
You're dying. Like, that just seems weird to even give it a number, and also, like, weird to commit a crime.
Like, it probably helps him to feel a little bit better. Not that he deserves to, but he's like, well, I didn't get a life sentence. It's only 60 years.
Yeah. I feel like if you commit a crime when you're older than 90, you should just be dead. Like, they should just make you dead.
They should kill you.
Yeah, death penalty for 90 and above. Like,
there's not really much we can do. You live the full life.
What am I going to repair? No, like, you're pretty much set in your ways at this point. And you did have a whole life.
Yeah. We're going to cut you short.
Yeah.
Also, do you think there are a lot of really old people in jail? I feel like that's not really a thing you hear about, but like, that must be so strange. Like, they have to get care and stuff like that.
That's a cool piece of trivia to know. Who's the oldest incarcerated person? Yeah. There must be like 80 and 90 year olds.
Or the person who's been there the longest. Like, if someone got life and they were really young.
Right, yeah. Like if he's lived in jail for 70 years, 75
that would
years.
Suck.
But that does have to happen.
What would I do to deserve that?
But like, do you start, you know, people think just like getting hot meals and stuff like that costs money. But yeah, what if people like full on need medicine and shit?
Right, or like someone like change their diaper or something.
That's why I
think they just don't deal with it and they just let them suffer.
Yeah, capital punishment's real bullshit. The jails are privatized. I mean, you guys know, everyone knows I'm a Cruz canvasser, right?
What is his policy?
I'm not 100% sure.
He wants to press the button that'll lift up all the gates on jails. Let the prisoners back in.
I think we'll probably support something like bringing back firing squads or something.
That makes sense. That's cool in a way. All right. We have a question from a lady. Finally.
Ugh, I've been wondering if that was going to happen.
It's about...
never mind. It's a guy.
It's just a really effeminate male. No, it's a female. Do you have a female's name?
Peña.
and her cool last name?
That's a cool
Colada.
Wow. I love Peña Colada.
If you like Peña Colada. Bum, 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 bum.
Someone's phone is on.
Yeah. It's mine.
Hello. Oh, this is so insane.
Miss Colada, how are you?
Holy shit, she's calling.
Something?
No.
It's mine.
Oh, okay.
I just hear the signal that travels through the microphone, out of Jake's butthole, into the microphone again.
Excuse you.
Oh, wow.
It's like a farting static.
That's enough. You're embarrassing me on air.
And you're putting on airs. So stop both of those things. All right. Peña Colada writes... My boyfriend is into the thought of me sucking another guy's dick. He's never had
$500. I was gonna say, cool, man.
He's never had any of his exes do this, and I've never given a guy a blowjob who I wasn't in a serious relationship with. What he wants me to do is to give a guy a blowjob while filming it, and then I'll send to my boyfriend the video. I'm fine with this. The only problem is I don't know how to go about it. I've lost my virginity to my current boyfriend, and I've given a blowjob to a previous boyfriend, but never hooked up with anyone or even kissed a guy that I wasn't dating. Wow. How do I meet a guy to make something like this happen? And should I tell him the video is for my boyfriend, or just lie and say it's for myself so he's less uncomfortable? We are both 18, and I can't drink until we're 19, so I can't meet anyone at a bar or anything. Any advice would be helpful. P.S. If it helps, we've been in a relationship for 2 years, monogamously the entire time, and are long distance.
A lot of curveballs in
there. The long distance thing makes more sense as to why he wants this video, because then he just watch her.
Yeah, it's like, I want to watch a porn starring you.
Yeah.
Sure.
But how's she going to find a guy to blow?
That does not seem hard.
How long ago did we
and
get
30 guys
How long ago did we
up?
Get this email?
We got it February 28th.
I wonder if she's done it yet.
I hope there's still time. You have to not do this.
Yeah. What?
She's 18 years old and she wants to send a guy she's dating a video of her blowing somebody.
That's not the question.
Do not do that.
How to get the blow.
That's not hard to come by. No pun intended, but I do really feel like she should not do it. Yeah. I think that it's not a good idea to have a video of you doing that, especially with someone you don't trust. The videos with someone you don't trust, and you trust your boyfriend, but like you're going to maybe not be together always.
Right,
and he'll have this video of you when you were young, and when you get older, that video will always exist. It's like the Kim Kardashian thing. We're like, that worked out for her, but like we're not all that lucky.
Trust me.
Like, there's a video.
I have a sex tape with Ray J too, and nobody wants to see it.
So this would be your advice, even if a guy wanted to videotape his own lady.
I just don't think it's necessarily a good idea at this point in your life. If you were, I don't mean to be like ageist or anything. I just feel like if you were older and making that decision, there's a little bit of a difference there. But it feels like something you're kind of being peer pressured into. It's not your idea.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Right. You don't necessarily find this hot. She's doing this to please this guy.
Yeah.
I feel like the maximum, and I wouldn't even do this, is like you could blow a dildo. Guys.
Oh, a dildo, right?
Yeah. There's porn where there's like clearly a fake dick and somebody blows it. That being said, don't do it.
Not even the dildo.
I don't think that
that'll be embarrassing to you later. It's going to come out. Someone's going to get their hands on
the tape.
What's
the next, like her eating a carrot? What can we give this
suck
guy?
A baby carrot.
Could she suck a baby carrot, or would you also say no to that?
What about just doing it on Skype?
Oh, so like,
yes, it's on a video that he can keep.
So right. She's blowing a guy on Skype.
No, not that. But I think it is possible to do a screen capture on Skype. So as long as she knows that this dude isn't, you know, downloading any ridiculous technology to make sure that he has this video forever, maybe it's, I mean, like...
Here's what I think she should do.
Start from the top.
If you really want to do this for this guy, I think it should be in person. The guy's there in the room. He watches it. He can jerk off to it forever the rest of his life.
Yeah, he'll have a mental image.
And there's no video.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. So it's like a live theater.
And it's safe for you because you're with someone you don't know, but your guy's there and whatever. I just feel like
that's a harder play. Anybody can convince a girl to blow a guy.
Yeah.
Can you convince a girl to blow a guy with their boyfriend in the room?
Yeah, that happens all the time. That's what Thrinder is. People are like
Thrinder?
Yeah, threesome. It's Tinder for threesomes.
Holy moly, yeah. I never heard of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
people
shit.
Are into all kinds of kinky stuff, and it's all great, and everybody should be into whatever makes them feel good as long as they're not sending illicit videos to their boyfriends. Because that shit, dude,
He's going to show his friends.
There's just something about it. I just don't think it sounds good.
Yeah, it doesn't. And I've sent pictures of my penis out there in the world. And so I'm not like saying, I don't know. I'm a little bit of a hypocrite, but I'm still going to say
Was your face in the pictures?
Sure was, yeah.
Okay. And that is the question everyone asks. And the answer is always yes.
It was not a good
look. But your face wasn't in it, right? It was in it. The face was in it.
I also have an identifying tattoo. So.
I assure you, it was my penis. Next to my dick was a baby carrot to scale. So we're not even going to give her advice on how to find the guy. We're just going
to
say...
I don't think it would be hard to find a guy.
If you put your feelers out there, you're going to find someone who wants you to suck their dick. I just don't think
it's
a good idea.
On camera to send to the boyfriend?
I don't think it's that hard. Don't you think a lot of guys would just do that? They wouldn't care.
Yeah, I would do it.
You would do it?
For sure.
That, like, can I blow you, take a video, and send it to my boyfriend?
Well, I would probably try to talk them out of sending the video to the boyfriend.
Just because that's my dick.
Because I don't think that... I think that's a pretty dangerous move, but...
Doesn't it seem like it's too risky? Like, you wouldn't want to be involved up in that?
If I could shoot it, like, if I'm not, like, my face isn't in it. I know, I learned my lesson.
Like, the iPhone has to be attached to my chin.
It's funny how I was so against it until I thought about, like, me getting a blowjob. Then I was like, oh, actually, this is a cool idea.
Yeah. Wait, what were you saying?
I feel like that would be a better way for the guy to get it is having he's holding the camera.
The POV.
So it's like a great view for, like, the boyfriend. He doesn't have to see the other guy's face. And the main guy gets to feel like he's in control of, like, a porn.
What if she does it and it's a black guy?
It's...
I've been picturing a black guy the entire time.
Yeah, it's not three black people?
No, it is.
All right. I think Lauren's right with the POV angle. That guy, then he doesn't, like, nobody knows who
now
who
you're
he
directing
is.
The video.
I would love
what you want to do is get a shot, shot. Let's establish
Lapkus
it.
Lapkus is directing. I was going to DP.
Not the DP
I need
you're
this
thinking
credit.
Of. I need to get in the DGA, baby.
And your deadline announcement for the Netflix.
Yeah.
You know her not from directing. Jurassic World and that porn where a guy got blown by a girl.
All right. This was a fun one. That was a good question. A lot of layers. It was an onion.
Yeah.
Which is why we're all crying. For the future. thanks for coming on the show.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for answering questions. Yeah. Thanks for helping advise. If people want more Lauren Lapkus, where should they steer their eyeballs?
You can follow me on Twitter at Lauren Lapkus or Instagram.
Hell yeah.
And that's it, man.
You snapping?
I just downloaded Snapchat.
It's time. You got to.
I know, but I'm like, I cannot figure it out. I don't know why.
I was there. 6 months ago, I was there.
Yeah. I don't even get how to do anything. I actually just don't get it.
It's a little scary because every time you take a... My brother taught me and I was like... I took a picture. I was like, well, I don't want to put that on my story. Can everyone see this? Who sees this?
Yeah.
It's very scary.
There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Once you do, I feel like that's the next move.
Yeah, follow me on Snapchat. I mean, I have an account, I just haven't done anything yet.
Oh, that'd be
what's your name on Snapchat?
I think it's Lauren Lapkus. I'm not very creative.
Cool. Hell yeah. No, that's branding. That's
I want
good
people to find me.
Early adopter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I got there before another Lauren Lapkus. There's literally not another one in the world.
Is it really not?
As far as Google says.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there another? I guess your family, but is there a non-family Lapkus?
I think I'm related to all of the. We say Lapkai.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Anybody I found online is a relative of mine somehow. So
that's
I don't
cool.
know. Yeah,
that's a fun thing you say at like family reunions.
Yeah,
right?
The Lapkai are coming. Yeah,
it's just you and your uncle.
Yeah.
Cool. So if you have your own questions for us or your own theme songs, the email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with more stuff. The opening theme song was written by Josh Friedman, and this closing one was written by Rob Jehan, J-E-H-A-N. How would you pronounce that? Jehan.
J-E-H-E-N?
J-E-H.
Jehan?
Wait, how do you spell it?
The second half of the podcast is us trying to pronounce this name.
Jehan.
Jehan. Rob Jehan. Rob J. Thanks, Rob J. Thanks, Josh Friedman. Thanks to you guys. Thanks, Lauren, for coming. Bye.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week. Bye. Still here, aren't you? Oh, you are getting you are a sneaky little titmouse, constantly looking for more cheese.
Well, guess what? We have a nice little hunk of Swiss for you.
Not so fast.
First, give us your credit card number.
What does it start with? Come on, just the first four digits.
4311.
Okay, we're getting closer. We wanted to remind you guys one last time about Lonely and Horny.
Yeah, we wouldn't push it so hard if we weren't really proud of it. And if we didn't want people to see it, because we think our fans will like it as much as we do.
And if you want to get that coupon, you want to get the discount, you don't want to spend the full $15 on this new web series, which is 10 episodes of roughly 9 minutes each, we understand. But there's a coupon code for you, and it's Horny. And that'll give you 15% off your pre-order.
You can save a little bit of Skrilla, folks.
Your pre-orders mean that you'll get to watch the show, which we're really excited about. It impresses the higher-ups at Vimeo, who had no idea we'd be able to pre-sell that many.
Yeah, which bodes well for season 2. And by the way, we are also I'm opening every single snap I get sent with the with the confirmation. Been getting a lot of those, loving them. The tweets with the confirmation too. It's great.
And
there's
so many people have pre-ordered, but so many people haven't yet, including myself. Yeah. I just keep putting it off.
If enough people pre-order, you will pre-order.
So let's say you're in front of a computer right now. You've been putting it off for weeks and weeks and weeks. It'd be really helpful, and we'd be very thankful if you were to pre-order Lonely and Horny at lonelyandhorny.com. We bought the domain. Mm-hmm. lonelyandhorny.com. I think we'll be back on Thursday this week. So don't miss us too much, because we're only gone for three more days. And thanks for listening. We'll be back soon.
Peace.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.